Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just received your application in the mail, and just wanted to check a couple things before I go ahead and fill things out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2411.
Mm-hmm.
4701-0016. 6667.
6667. Perfect. And, sir, do you happen to have a phone number that you're calling from just in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back. We've been having issues with my phone.
304-595-2535.
Okay, I got 304-595-2535.
Yes, sir.
And what's your first name, sir?
Paul, P-A-U-L.
Paul. All right, cool, Paul. I pulled up your account here. It looks like it's Moran Coal Management, LLC?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Great. And let me ask you just a couple questions before we get started here, and then I'll answer any questions you might have. How is the business structured?
It's a LLC.
LLC, okay.
Basically, my brother and I, we're twins. We've been in the business over 40 years. We were out for a few years and then saw some great opportunities with what's going on the larger companies. And so we have a surface mine, but we have three or four coal leases that we're permitting. And, you know, it's going to be a we don't have the overhead structure that that the bigger companies have. And, you know, coal prices have been squeezed down. They can't afford to mine it. You know, we can. And we've had, we've been shut down for a year, amending our permit to bring in a better area. We've done reclamation work. So my question to you, I mean, we've got a great future. We're ready to go to work. We've got a commitment on a loan for $2.5 million. What we're looking for basically is a bridge loan, roughly, which would be the amount indicated on the application, $250,000. And
okay.
We're also looking for a long-term relationship with somebody. And at times, in the mining industry, there's opportunities that are pop up and become available. Equipment is unbelievably cheap because there's the larger companies have had to shut down their large surface mines. So when you look at a D10 or D11 bulldozer, Caterpillar, you know, they're $1.5 million brand new. They're used, you know, with half life left on them. Normally it'd be about $500,000. You can pick them up for anywhere between $50,000 and $75,000. So equipment's available, coal leases are available, people are available, and you know, we're just getting ready to get back to work. So I guess really, and I didn't get your first name.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay. I had Uncle Jeremiah. Jeremiah Che.
Cool.
I hear that name often. But anyway, you know, if you, before, and I can supply you with information, copy of our loan, copy of, you know, projections and different things. But, you know, we don't have the last three. You know, I get 10 calls a day. Not 10 calls. It's 10 calls a week from different companies out of New York. And they're all, yeah, we want to do this. Da, 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 da. And then they say, send me your last 3 months of activity. Well, normally, we'll do about anywhere between $600,000 and $750,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to get back to work here. We'll be back in production. We expect to close the loan the end of August and be back producing coal in the second week. So by the end of September, we'll have coal coming off the job, and we'll be at full production 6 weeks after we start. So we've got, you know, roads are in place, everything's in place, ready to go. The equipment we've had, we've basically refurbished, so that's ready to go. We've picked up some outside equipment to add to our fleet because of the cheap prices and availability, and so we're ready to go to work. But I don't want, you know, if it's all predicated upon, you know, our last 3 months, I'd be wasting your time, and I don't want to do that. So.
Okay. The last 3 months, what is it looking like? What about your last 6 months?
Last 6 months, I mean, we had, you know, we probably at times we did some different other contract work. So it was roughly 150 to 200,000 over that period.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay. That shouldn't be an issue. I mean, we do take a look at the bank statements, but we don't completely make our decision based off of that. We take a lot of, you know, different things in factor, like your time in business. How long have you guys been in business for? I know you said you've been doing it for 40 years, but have you been, like, the company, has it been incorporated for 40 years? How long has the business been on?
No, we had a company we had for a long period of time. And basically, we made the cover of Coal Age, which is the Sports Illustrated of the coal industry. And I can send you a copy of that. It's a Rand Coal Management. It's a smaller company, so it's been basically about a year and a half. And it was just didn't have a lot of activity in it. We had another company called Covington Coal. Covington had been our main operating entity. Mm-hmm. When we shut down in order to protect our leases, coal lease, we had to file Chapter 11, so we're basically coming out of a Chapter 11, so I don't know if that would affect, it's the only time we've ever had to file, but basically the land company, you know, we had to go ahead and protect our lease. I mean, if you don't have you have all the equipment in the world, but if you don't have a place to mine, you know, you're struggling. So, but I can provide that to you. I can give you a history, you know, send you some information, data about our projections of what we plan for the next 5 to 10 years. And you know, there's the majority of, we have an option on 15,000 tons on 1,200 acres. It's a low volatile, and that's basically the area that we're going to look to other than the current mine that we have now. The mine we have now is a thermal. It's steam coal, but it's a very high quality, so we do have a market for it in sales. What we're looking at for the next 5 to 10 years is metallurgical, and we've got a long history in an area in western Greenbrier County which has low volatile and mid volatile coal. When you metallurgical coal, when you're making steel, you have to have iron ore, limestone, and coke. And coke is made by taking metallurgical coal, putting it into a coking oven, and it burns off, liberates all of the gases, and you have a crystallized material called coke. And that goes into the oven. So over the years, I've spent, of the 40 years, I've spent 30 years in the Greenbrier County area. And in that process, Jeremiah, I've collected reserve information and data, reserve reports on the entire area. And that's of a great value because if you went in and looked at a piece of property, you'd have to go in and drill it. First of all, you have to permit it, drill it, take coal samples out, and find out, you know, the thickness of the coal, how much coal is there, and what the quality of the coal is. So, you know, what we've got probably worth, you couldn't put a price on it, because 3 years ago, I sold a reserve report I had with coal information and data and got over $500,000 for that data, because it would have cost them a couple million dollars and time factor to go ahead and reproduce that information. So So those are the kind of some of the factors in there. I think that, you know, my brother and I are originally from New England, but we've been down here in the coal fields. He's a civil engineer, and my background is a little bit different. I was a college football coach for 14 years, and he and I got together, and my wife died suddenly, and I was coaching at West Virginia University. So my daughters were 3 and 1, and you know, I couldn't stay coaching, so I got in the mining business. Turned around, and you know, so we're well entrenched here. I've been president of our state golf association, and headed up and founded actually a chapter for the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame here in West Virginia. So everybody thinks we're natives; they don't consider us carpetbaggers. So we're well entrenched on the political side with our federal and state officials. So, you know, what you're looking at is that not only do you want to have a permit to mine, but you build up your reserves. So part of our 5 to 10 year plan is to build this metallurgical side of our reserves up. And then probably you permit it, you're mining, and then somebody, you know, the market will turn drastically. For example, in 2007, there was a big run on met coal, and the fellow that's running for governor now, Jim Justice, ended up selling his low-volatile metallurgical reserves for $800 million to the Russians. And, you know, I knew Jim well, and I was talking to his lawyer prior to the sale. And he told me, he said, Jim's going to sell this thing for a big number. I said, hell, it isn't worth over $20 million. And basically, I mean, it was just being in the right place at the right time. So, you know, that's part of the big picture and what we're looking at. And
cool.
We've got a commitment for $2.5 million, but we're just looking for a bridge to take care of some things and be ready to go when we close on this $2.5 million loan. So
very cool. Is it you and your brother? Are you guys 50-50 on the business?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now have you guys tried to get some funding elsewhere?
Well, we've talked to people. Mm-hmm. We've had commitments, and I think over the last year and a half, and I think, you know, for example, we had a group out of Chicago, and there were three multimillionaires, and they were going to come in and put in $2 million, and basically Arch Coal, Alpha Coal, the bigger companies, Peabody, they all filed bankruptcy, and then so the three millionaires said, well, How can these two hillbillies down there think they can make it and the big companies can't? Well, you know, I mean, it's just like if you're in the banking business, if you're Citibank or a big, you know, worldwide conglomerate, think about your overhead versus if you got one bank and you got a pretty good handle on your numbers. So, you know, that's the key factor to it. So I think it's just finding the right people, the banks and the state, haven't made coal loans probably for 20 years. They're smaller banks, and the bigger banks have been burnt Wall Street, you know, by the big companies that ended up borrowing too much money to buy each other out. I mean, Alpha borrowed $7 billion to buy Massey Coal, and, you know, all of a sudden they couldn't make their payments, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to have a niche. You have to be able to mine good coal, and you have to be able to sell it. And,
yeah,
so
I agree.
That's where we are.
Okay, do you, I was going to say, do you, as far as like your personal credit, are both of you in a Chapter 11, or is it just you?
No, just the company.
The company
just,
is.
Just the company. We didn't file. I didn't, back in 2002, I had a separate company for my brother, and the bonding company I had went out of business, and you have to put up a reclamation bond to ensure you'll reclaim the land. So big company Massey came in. They wanted to. They said, "Go ahead and file bankruptcy, and we'll talk to you." And you know, I've seen them operate before, and so I didn't. And it took me 5 years, but I cleaned up the debt. Excuse me for a minute. You know, it wasn't fun every day, but you know, I've got a lot of friends out there that knew what I was going through and respected the fact that I didn't file. You know, so when you die, the only thing you take to your grave is your reputation. And,
mm-hmm.
That's what we look at, and we're well known here in the state, and we live here, and you know, so and that's why. People have come back to us, and a guy said to me, "Well, why do you have such a good relationship with that land company? Do you have, you know, dirty pictures on them?" I said, "No. I said we just have always done what we said we would do. You know, sometimes you're, you know, a couple of days late, but you pay your bills and move forward. So, you know, that's what it's all about. But somebody said, what are you going to put on? What's the epitaph on your tombstone?" And I said, "Paid in full," you know.
That's a good one.
That's what life's all about, you know.
Okay. Well, what happens if we're not able to get you the full 250? Is there a smaller amount you would be okay with? Or
we really could get by with basically 50. And,
okay.
But you had 250 down there, and so I didn't know what your, you know, sometimes if you say, "Well, I only..." You know, I've always heard from bankers, and well, it's easier to loan $10 million than it is $1 million. You know,
mm-hmm.
Something along those
yeah.
lines. So, sure, you being in the business, you got to do the same due diligence for the same amount. So it's easier to, you know, place it. So, no, we really only need about $50,000.
Okay.
You know, right now, and probably only need it for about a 90-day, you know, period. So.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. It sounds like there's something we can definitely do for you, Paul. The best thing that I can do to kind of speed up the process, I know you have that application there, but I'm going to go ahead and email you a different application because I'm going to need your actual signature on there as well as your brother, because you guys are 50-50,
right.
So he'll have to sign it as well. But
okay.
Once we do that, I'm going to need 6 months of your guys' business bank statements, and then your most recent tax return.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What I'll do is send you a tax return on Covington, because we still haven't... we've got an extension on Moran, and won't have that due until September. So,
for Moran, though, isn't that the one that we're going to be taking the loan out of, is Moran?
We are, right.
Okay, so do you have 2014?
No, because we weren't operating Moran at the time. Moran was basically a company we started. We filed in 2015 with Covington. So we just, that's when basically we started Moran, or we had Moran, we started, you know, with activity in it. So.
Okay, well, what about the business bank statements? Does it say Moran on there, or does it say Covington?
Yeah. No, it'll say Moran.
Okay, then you just need to send me the 2015 extension form. That'll work.
Okay, all right.
So what's a good email for me to send this over to you, Paul?
P. Moran.
P. Moran.
8487.
8487.
At AOL.com.
Okay, great. So I got P. Moran, P-M-O-R-A-N, 8487, @AOL.com.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you want to take down my number in case you have any questions? You can call me back directly.
Good.
Okay. So it's area code 858-909-8867.
Okay.
And my name is Jeremiah again. I'm going to go ahead and email this to you in about 5 minutes. How soon do you think you could get everything back to me?
I'd say, I know we've got a conference call at 11, so I'd say probably 12:30.
Okay, perfect. As soon as you get it to me, I'll start working on it. I'm going to go for the highest approval as possible, so I'm going to shoot for the most money. Of course, you don't have to take all the money if you don't want to. Once I get some figures, some numbers, and what you guys are approved for, we will kind of discuss it together and see what's best for your business, and then we'll kind of take it from there.
Where are you located, Jeremiah?
We are actually located in San Diego, California.
Oh God, that's my dream town. You know?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
I've always said that, you know, if the federal government wanted to settle the deficit, they could sell off some of all that Navy land that's controlled out there south of the hotel. And what's
absolutely
the hotel?
Coronado Hotel.
Coronado, right?
Yeah.
And I had a good friend that was in coach for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
By the name of Dave Adolf, and Dave, his wife had Alzheimer's, and he had to get out of pro coaching. But there was a young coach that came into San Diego University, and he had the time he could go in and coach, you know, in college. And the guy's name was Jim Harbaugh.
Good old Jim Harbaugh. Now him and his brother now are doing big things, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but. All right, we'll get that back to you. So.
Okay, Paul, I'll send it over there. Give me 5 minutes, and I'm gonna do my best to get you guys the most the highest approval possible.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, you're absolutely welcome. It was a pleasure meeting you, and nice talking with you.
Same here. Thanks, Jeremiah. Bye bye.
Thanks, Paul.